Et les fois qui sont, et de ne pas
que ton aimé
soit. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send your own disciple, only apostle, many prophet, righteous men, have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But therefore I for this see, and if you be here, may you be worthy to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospels, through the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, who have been asked to remember the supplication and praise which offer upon to you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Un Αγίο Ευαγγέλιο του Άννα, όνος
μας.
Stand up in the fear of God to hear the Holy Gospel, reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, his blessings be with us all. Amen. Pentruis uo binotu, pentru de binorote ren. Iisus be arestos, epșire eme vnote, tom bion apșa in epio, fa binotu pe șan de vetiro. Amen. Psalm of David, the prophet and king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say whosoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse outside the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness. Even so, you also outward appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore, you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteousness the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel, to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you have murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Oh,